hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea. Check it out, beneaththesea.org. Largest dive consumer event in the U.S. And, hey, it's looking pretty good so far from walking the aisles here, which is always a good sign, especially when you consider the news we watch on CNN, Fox, and God knows what other news channel care to look at. It's a lot of gloom and doom, but I'll tell you what, the divers are coming out in force, and that's a good sign. What do you think, Neil Watson?
Hey, man, it's looking good. You know, I got here this afternoon, got off of the plane. Shoot, I thought I was still in Florida. I mean, it was short sleeve weather. You know, it's too nice for up here.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not feeling like we had to bring a little bit of Florida up here to Jersey, at least today. Had good weather for sure. Well, Captain Slate's here, too.
How are we doing here? So you stopped the dive guide here, the right guy to talk to?
Yeah, which one? The dive guide or dive guide junior? Because we have Neil Watson Jr. here, too. How you doing, Neil?
Pretty good, man. Double Trouble's in the house.
That's right. Neil and Neil here in one fall swoop, only in Jersey. Did you guys have to actually come to Jersey to be together? Is there some kind of rule or law that you have to maintain a certain distance when you're in Florida, Neil?
Well, actually, it's in the Bahamas. We're not actually both allowed to be on the same island at the same time.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, he's not coming with us to Freeport for the anniversary show, is he, Neil?
I don't know whether he is or not. You're coming over for the Legends of Diving?
Oh, I'd love to be there. When is it?
It's the Scuba Radio 12-year anniversary party that happens to be all these dive pioneers and that kind of thing happening the 2nd of April through the 7th on Grand Bahama Island, right?
Yeah, got some really neat talent. I mean, I went there in 65. That's when UNEXO opened. And most of the people that opened the place back in the early 60s are coming back for it. And Bob Croft, which is was one of the first breath hole diving champions in the world, is going to be there. And there's some neat talent.
Now, Neil, you are speaking or doing one of the presentations there at the Legends of Diving event. Why don't you bring Neil Jr. and just have him show up and have him just go up to the podium? Hi, I'm Neil Watson. And everyone's going to freak out, don't you think?
You know, they say, God, you're looking good, Neil.
You really take care of yourself. That's impressive.
I was going to say the two Neils together on my I could catch trip this year. First, Peggy Purdy and Bruce Ball called me up and they said, "Hey, we got a question. Can we put Neil Watson Jr. on the boat? Can the boat stand it?" I said, "That's the only group that could stand it. Two at one time for a whole week. We had a ball."
Yeah, the boat didn't sink or anything. I hadn't heard anything on the news. So, how was that, Neil? Was that your first time experience doing a live aboard with Dad?
It was my very first time being on a boat for a whole week with Dad. And the Aquacat couldn't have been a better boat to do it. And Slate's group couldn't have been better either, man. It was so much fun. I'm going to be there every year.
Yes, I know. We did it a couple years ago. It was phenomenal. We've just had some scheduling conflicts. Yeah, but so one of these days we're going to make this happen again there, Captain Slate.
9th through the 16th this coming year, 210.
210, okay. All right, we're going to make that happen. I think that definitely is something we got to work out one way or another for sure.
We're going to try to get them to switch up the itinerary a little bit, I think, and head south.
It's going to really?
Be stuff, yeah, stuff they don't even normally do. It's going to be.
Did you do the pigs
trip.
Again? Did you swim with the pigs there, Captain Slate, or what?
Of course we did. We had to go see my.
I'm not talking about Neil. I'm talking about the real pigs.
Listen, when I go to Bahamas, I always pick up a pig. So that's what.
Nice. Yeah, but have they added that to the Aquacat itinerary officially with the swimming pigs there at Staniel Key or not?
Well, I know they do with our trip always, but I think they have been there with other groups that asked for it. Because you got Thunderball Cave there too, where the 007 was filmed. Yep. We have a ball jumping through that, like the Sean Connery days.
Yeah, Sean Connery. They did that Jessica Alba film too. There, what was that one? Into the Deep or something like that. So
it was annoying because the night after the swim with the pig, there was this squealing going on in Slate's cabin.
Yeah. It was like, what was that all about? Well, did you actually pick one up and take it back on the boat?
Well, it wasn't really the pig.
All right. We'll save that for another show.
There is a baby pig there that looks awfully like Slate, though.
Yeah. The newborn this year kind of had resemblance. And
very nice. Yeah. Well, how are things in Key Largo there, Captain Slate? Cranking right along or what?
Yes, we're doing good. Of course, got a little weather this weekend, but it's been a good spring finally. And they got the winter out of the way, and now summer's looking good. We're actually getting bookings months ahead of time, so maybe the season's coming back like it should.
Yeah. Well, what are you seeing overall from that standpoint? Are you seeing a light at the end of the tunnel as far as all this economic news that we keep hearing and people are having a tough time? I'm getting like anecdotal reports from operators down in the Keys, up and down the Keys, that they're actually doing pretty good right now. I mean, is that what you're seeing too, or is that just a hit or miss kind of thing, or what?
Absolutely. In fact, through all the other recessions, which I've lived through four of them in 31 years, we have survived because people either get laid off, get a package, whatever, they come to the Keys for vacation. So that's helped us. But this one has been the worst of all. But it was a kind of skinny January and February, but March has come back. Christmas was actually wonderful because we had beautiful weather. We were really filled up. And now I've even got bookings all the way through October, which is rare. It hadn't happened in the last couple of years. People are booking like a month out. But now I've got groups booking us all the way through, and that's really good. We just hope it keeps up.
Yeah, well, exactly. I know we've got a few events planned down there in the Keys throughout the spring and summer, so you're going to see us wandering down through there with our buddy Captain Marlon Scott from the World of Boating as well. What about you, Neil? What have you been up to other than getting ready for this Legend diving thing and, of course, Beneath the Sea here in Jersey?
Well, let's see. You know, I had to detox after we got back from St. Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah, did you actually have to get hooked up to an IV after our little Hammond encounter there?
The liver's not happy. I mean,
yes, the liver is evil. It must be punished, and it was punished on the island of Nevis, right?
Rehab is for quitters, remember?
Yeah, rehab is for quitters. Yeah,
exactly. He has all the shirts, for sure. Yeah, where is our buddy from Nevis? Yeah, I saw him wandering the aisles here.
I don't know. I saw him earlier. I would guess he's getting a cocktail.
Yeah, that would make sense. I wonder if he brought some of that green Nevis Hammond concoction that we were talking about a couple weeks ago. We just had the clear version, but that did the trick.
Yeah, I think for the Tunisties, they just do the clear first trip. I think the next trip down, we get the green stuff.
Nice, nice. You ever been to Nevis there, Captain's Lake?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I wanted to go with Neil this trip, didn't make it.
All right, well, maybe we'll have to make that a combo. We're going to go back there and do a little broadcast and dive thing and a little, a local tasting of the libation. It's called Hammond. It's a whole little. We ought to start just becoming the international distributor for that fine concoction.
Spot remover.
Right.
It'll power your boat.
I used to clean all my tools with moonshine. I mean, you know, being a North Carolina boy, we get the jars of that. I had a guy come in cleaning paintbrushes in my moonshine jar one day in a shed. He thought it was turpentine. I walked over and poured some out in the glass and drank. He almost passed out.
Yeah, one of the guys was stripping paint off the side of his boat with it, so I figured it's got to be good to drink.
Oh,
of course. Of course, we weren't diving at the time, but when you're trying to get into the whole local flavor there of Nevis, that's just part of the whole thing that we like to cover here on the big show. So, Legends of Diving here next week, 12-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. Who would have thunk it, Neil? What do you think?
Who would have thunk it? I mean, when I went there in 65, number one, I never thought I'd be around this long.
Amen.
Much less still diving.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you know, I'm looking at you two guys, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, we've been doing this for 12 years now. And you were like some of the first guests that I had on the show.
It's incredible. I mean, that we've been doing this long, and we're both just magnificent sex symbols.
Still able to hold up our fist.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with you. Not at all. No, the thing both you guys have done, it has been truly amazing, and it's been amazing to have you as friends, for sure. Doing this goofy little radio show.
Yeah, actually, a little tidbit, secret. But me and the Slate Man are going down to Key West like next Wednesday, looking at something to be announced someday.
To be announced, maybe shorter than someday.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, wait. You guys aren't kind of like getting hitched or anything like that, are you?
Oh, no. It's
you do that in Key West.
Oh, no. We're not doing that. We're going down here for business.
Oh, okay.
For business. Dive business. We're working on a project.
Oh, very nice. All right. Well, yeah, I can think of a few. Well, I can't think of a much better place than down there to do something for sure. That'd give us another reason to travel down there and have some fun.
Well, we will always have fun, but there's got to be a time that the Slate Man and the Dive God have to do something together, right or wrong.
It is overdue, buddy.
Absolutely. What about the critters down there in your critter feed on Friday morning? Still doing your thing?
Absolutely.
Eels, nurse sharks, what?
Sharks are still there. We're down to about three. I think some of the longliner guys have got them, unfortunately. I've taken some big hooks out of them, but they're doing good. And, of course, the big Moray Eel, Sundance, and our great buddy Lightning, the big Cuda, he's still there waiting every Friday and Sunday.
Now, you're feeding those fish, those barracuda, out of your face still. I remember, back in the day when I started this goofy show, I would see these pictures of Captain Slade in Skin Diver magazine. I was like, who is this crazy man feeding fish with his face? I said, he's going to be a great guest, and you've definitely lived up to the hype. You hear what I'm saying, Captain Slate?
Well, I would think you've lived up to it, too. How many years have we been doing Scuba Radio? The first show in my office at the shop?
Absolutely, that's true. Yeah,
years?
Right there. Yeah. 12 years. That'll be 12-year anniversary, April Fool's Day. So, and you were one of the reasons why we were able to pull it off in the first place. It's your fault.
It is my fault, I know. Between Neil and I, we're going to promote the show from now to what, Doomsday?
Yeah, something like
something
that,
like
for
that.
Sure.
To our all, well, I already got no hair, but you got yours maybe when yours is gone.
Oh, it's not going anywhere.
His is turning gray, ours is turning loose.
Yeah.
It's coming off. All right, well, that's fine.
That's
as long as you're still doing the critter feeds. No incidents, you're doing the ballyhoo with the barracuda, all's good lately, right?
Yep.
No problem.
No problems at all. They're all having fun with them.
Every Friday morning, you can catch Captain Slate Sunday down there. And Sunday.
And Sunday. We do it on Sunday now.
All right, cool.
Last year.
Well, yep. We got to get back down there and do that. It has been a while. It's probably been at least 10 years since we've actually been down there for that specific dive, I bet.
That's right. We do.
We got to come down there and do some of that. What do you think, Neil? You want to do that?
I think there's Jaeger bombs down there.
is that what we're doing? I thought we had advanced to Hammond.
Yeah, the Jaeger Hammond.
Jaeger Hammond or Hammond bomb.
Hammond bomb. Hammond,
yes.
Hammond
bomb. I don't know what's in it, but God knows it would probably take the paint off your boat quite well.
Yeah.
Clean up your tools, as Captain Slate so aptly said. All right. Well, look, we got more coming up from New Jersey. Captain Slate, what are you showcasing here at the show? Just talking to the people, sharing the joy?
Well, that's it. We're showing up with our new booth, which we've had in our year, and just kind of showing that off to everybody. We are really proud of that. And, of course, promoting our critter feed, our unique and one and only. So that's really still been the show ringer down there for us and doing it every week.
CaptainSlate.com. More coming up from New Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're plenty of the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, well, thank you. I appreciate that, Tim. You know, we didn't see Tim on our last liveaboard. We were down off of St. Martin, St. Kitts, Statia, Saba, with our friends from Explorer Ventures. We're in Ed's neck of the woods. Ed Buckley from St. Croix Ultimate Blue Water Adventures. Not far. St. Martin is how close there, Ed?
90 miles.
Well, see, and I didn't even come by and say hi.
Right.
What kind of bastard am I anyway?
Hey, we're exactly mid-distance between San Juan and St. Martin. We're halfway.
Okay, well, it was close enough, but one of these days we're going to get down there and do some diving with you. I see you at all the dive shows. You know, Ed is the guy who can hook you up with some some of the local flavors, as they say. As you know, I was just talking to Neil Watson and Captain Slade about this local concoction we found on the island of Nevis. He has a tendency to share the joy at some of the dive shows and bring a little of the local flavors to some of the dive shows. You doing that again, Ed?
Hey, we've always got the Cruisin' Rum. That's made on St. Croix starting next year. Captain Morgan will be made on St. Croix, too, by the way. But as far as the local flavors, we don't bring it here, but once you're there, you can go by and see the beer-drinking pigs. That's a huge attraction on St. Croix. And while you're there, pick up a little Mamawana. That's kind of a local rum in...
Hold on. We've already talked about the swimming pigs in Staniel Key in the Bahamas this hour. Now we got beer-drinking pigs on St. Croix. Really? This is news to me.
Hey, they've been on Inside Edition. They've been featuring a lot of...
Where the hell have I been, Ed?
When are you coming to St. Croix?
Well, that's... See, I'm missing all this stuff. So do they dive, too, or they just drink?
Yeah, they just drink. Right in with the dive community for the most part.
Exactly.
They just drink beer. And okay. Actually, it's non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're a little more responsible how they treat their pigs.
The first one, Buster, died, and I think it might have been cirrhosis of the liver or something. So it's been non-alcoholic beer ever since.
Yes. And the bacon it produced was just awful, I'm guessing.
You know it.
But what was the second thing you said? What's the other local flavor?
The same place that does the beer-drinking pigs also has Mamawana, which is kind of a little... herb-infused rum thing, and it's really good. There's also something called Babosh, that's basically island moonshine, and I'm not sure you could actually pass a drug test if you were in a Coast Guard program or anything like that after having this. We kind of avoid that, but the Mamawana, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Okay, but that sounds like similar stuff that Captain Slate was talking about earlier that he uses to clean his tools.
So is anybody here talking about diving or just all talking about drinking?
Well, you know, we're at a show, and that's what it is. We're at a dive consumer show, so we're not diving. So what's the next thing divers tend to drink? Like fish. We know that, but you know, we don't mix the two.
You're absolutely right about that.
What about the diving, though? You've been doing well there in St. Croix. How's the economic environment in your part of the world?
We're doing better this year than we were last year. Diving is up. Our dive numbers are up. Retail's kind of flat, which is better than down. Diving's up. For divers, it's their hobby. It's their passion. It's not like you're giving up your five-day weekend with a family at Disney World or something like that, and you can settle for just going to the nearby lake. You want to dive. You want to go someplace. This is nearby. It's under the U.S. flag. It's easy to get there. We've got some great dive packages to St. Croix. People are coming. They're diving it. They're loving it. Dive numbers are actually up this year.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, Ed, I was a little confused on my last trip because I flew in and out of St. Martin. I flew into St. Martin. Then I flew out of St. Thomas. So I went through customs in St. Thomas, and then I had to do it again when I got into St. Thomas. Were they just like sending me through an extra hoop or that I didn't really need to go through or what?
I don't know about that. In St. Croix, you do clear customs leaving St. Croix, coming back to the States.
Right.
But it's because you have duty-free shopping. We are free port, so you've got that. You don't have to have a passport because it is under the U.S. flag. You don't have to have a passport. You do clear customs and immigration, but you're doing it on St. Croix in a nice, small, little facility that doesn't take long. You're not standing in some long line in, like, Miami or Atlanta or someplace like that. And so it's very easy. You got the benefit of duty-free shopping without the hassle of a big, long line for customs.
Yes, so God knows you want to avoid that customs line in Miami, if at all possible. So you can do that on St. Croix. And the dive, what's your favorite dive site right now on St. Croix? Do you have one?
Oh, I've got two of them. The west wall of Salt River Canyon is absolutely awesome. Salt River actually is where Columbus first and only landed in what's now known as the Americas. And that was in 1493 in a second voyage to the New World. But there's a 300-foot deep canyon, and there's some tremendous topography, a lot of little mini canyons, pinnacles, swim-throughs, and things along that wall. It's just outstanding. North Star is another, and Vertigo are another of my favorite dives that are down where the wall really gets steep and close into shore. It's a 13,200-foot deep wall. There's
nice.
That is vertical.
What about the website? What is it?
www.stcroixscuba.com.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now you know I'm a dive instructor as well. And here at Beneath the Sea, lo and behold, somebody comes up to me and says, Greg, you remember me? I was in your dive class at Pro Dive. It's Emmy. How you doing, Emmy?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Now, Emmy, how long has it been? We went through our dive class at Pro Dive, what, 5 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah, about 5 years.
Yeah, and we all graduated. We made it through that that course of like 10 days. It was nonstop dive and start, but it was good, wasn't it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Great experience. Pro Dive's kicking it back into high gear right now, and we got some news to share with you here in a couple months about that dive operation in Fort Lauderdale. But over the 5 years, you've ended up where now? Where you know, you're working a booth here for, what is this, Montserrat? Where is that?
Montserrat is in the West Indies. It's near Antigua and St. Kitts and Nevis.
I was just by Nevis, and that's right, Montserrat.
Oh, I over.
Yeah, I should. It's where the Stones did some recording, the Rolling Stones.
Yes, there's air studios there. Lots of people also know of our volcano.
They got a few of them down there, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So what, you're working at the dive store there or dive operation there on Montserrat?
I'm running Scuba Montserrat.
You're running it now.
Yes.
Sweet. See, there you go. She went to the Pro Dive thing and became a dive instructor, and next thing you know, she's a dive professional in the industry. Well, now, what are you doing there exactly? Just running the whole operation? Been doing this for a while now, or is this relatively new, or what?
Been there for about 3.5 years or so. So we do courses, we do tours, daily dives, snorkeling, boat tours.
It's all good, though, right?
Yes.
What, is the diving similar to Nevis? Because I did a quick dive over in Nevis, St. Kitts, and I was like, wow, this is really good stuff.
It is similar. Montserrat's great because we don't have a lot of tourism coming in, and so the reefs are pretty untouched. They're very nice.
Yeah, all you have to do deal with is the those folks like the Stones that have a bit of an attitude. They come in and go diving with you. Is that the deal?
Not much anymore, but we have a lot of great divers. And a lot
Absolutely. What's the website there, Emmy?
We are at www.divedestinationmontserrat.com, and then there's also the Green Monkey Dive Shop is also on island.
All right, cool. Check it out and go to Montserrat.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I like to be under the sea and listen to Scuba Radio.
Radio.
I don't think the outfit works.
And listen to Scuba Radio.
And I don't think you did pull off the song.
I said and listen to Scuba Radio.
My advice would be if you want to pursue a career in the music business, don't.
Okay, well, thanks, Simon. All right, let's move on from Montserrat to Nevis. Ellis is here at Beneath the Sea. Doing his thing, telling the people about that wonderful island. Did you bring any Hammond with you?
Well, actually, I didn't bring a Hammond, but Nevis is a wonderful island, and I hope you think so, Greg.
I absolutely think so. You know, we've been raving about it since our little adventure there a couple weeks ago. Has the island recovered, by the way? Well, how is Stumpy?
Well, Nevis has left...
How is Humpy and how is Peg Leg?
Peg Leg and stuff, they're barely surviving right now. Especially after Neil Watson has left, the island was actually very brown because, you know...
Well, we drank up all the Hammond. Everything. What are they going to drink?
Exactly.
They're going to make a whole new batch up now, right?
It's slowly recovering.
Yes, but what about the diving? How have you been getting out there and enjoying some of the diving? Because, you know, we got to do one dive, and then kind of we had a front come in and kind of blew us out for a day or so. So that's why we ended up doing the Hammond thing. But has it settled back down? The people down there enjoying the underwater attractions around Nevis or what?
Yeah, Nevis has come back strong. I mean, the diving is excellent, as can be. Visibility is great right now. I still keep coming back to the Hammond thing, but
yes, just the clear one, not the green one. No green Hammond.
No green Hammond. No. That's a no-no. But yeah, we'd like to have you back again and try some other stuff.
There's other stuff that we got to try in that. Where are you talking about the diving? We actually have to go diving more.
I was referring to the diving.
Okay, good. Because I don't think my liver can take more Hammond.
No, we're thinking more like cavern that we have to offer, and maybe another wreck dive or stuff. Yeah, I was thinking more in that term. Not,
okay, good.
You know, what you were thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's some potent stuff. But, you know, that's part of the whole thing. You know, when you're not diving, you hang out, you get a little of the local flavor in there. And we had a taste of that for sure on Nevis. Now, we're just talking about how the islands in that part of the world just are really beautiful. Volcanic, because you have that the scenery that you wouldn't expect. I think most people don't expect to see that in the Caribbean as much as they would, like, out in the Hawaiian Islands or Fiji or something like that. But it does have that kind of look to it, right, Ellis?
Well, it's my home.
So basically what you're saying is that they're copying you.
Well, yeah, definitely, of course. It looks green. It looks nice to me. I mean, it's... But then again, sometimes we think about other things looking better than our side. But I take it for granted. It's my home.
It's paradise. You live in paradise, for sure. It beats New York City, don't you think?
Definitely. Well, most definitely. I mean, what kind of weather you guys have here?
Yeah, you just got to walk off the plane and go, oh, my God, I want to go home. Take this plane back.
I use stronger words than those.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Now, you're just telling the folks here at Beneath the Sea about what you have to offer there in Nevis, right? That's the plan?
That's definitely the plan. Beneath the Sea, I'm sure, would gather a couple of groups for us. So, yeah. Showing them what we got.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you guys have this weather up here. Look at these pictures. Look at the video here that we're showcasing here in our booth space. Doesn't this sound like paradise? Well, trust me, it is. And then they sign them up for a package, and they're good to go. Ellis, what's the website? One more time.
www.scubanevis.com. Scuba Radio.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Isn't this exciting?
It is.
It's fun.
You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
But no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
So it'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're broadcasting from Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest consumer dive event in the U.S. All the exhibitors are showcasing their wares, turning on the divers here in the Northeast to what they have to offer, whether it's Maserat, Nevis, or it could be in Key West. You know, we talked to Captain Slate earlier, and him and Neil are working on something down in that part of the country, evidently, and I came across Sean Fisher. Now, Sean, you're the grandson of the great Mel Fisher, right?
That's correct, yep.
And still maintaining the legacy down there of the Atocha shipwreck, the treasure that's been salvaged off there. Still to this day, you guys are pulling gold and silver off of that wreck.
Absolutely. In fact, just this past weekend, a week ago Sunday, we found 5 beautiful silver plates. One of them is a 22-inch silver serving platter, just covered in beautiful ornate decorations, and the middle piece screws off. It's got a neat family crest on it, so we'll actually be able to track who the family back in the early 1600s that owned the silver plate that was on the Atocha was. So.
Wow, that's cool. Now, you won't give it back to them, though, unless they pay you, right, I'm guessing?
Absolutely not. No, that one's going to go into our museum in Key West. So.
Nice, nice. Now, what is so cool about what you guys do? You know, we check in with Sean at some of the dive shows. I think the last time we spoke to your group was at the Miami Boat Show. We were down there doing some stuff. Because, you know, at the dive shows, they showcase some of the gold and silver that they've salvaged from the wreck of the Atocha, some emeralds. And what are you showcasing here in Jersey? How much is this stuff worth that you got in the display here at this show?
We've brought about $1.2 million worth of stuff this time.
Has the economic downturn affected you anyway? Have you thought about just taking the gold and trading it in for like half ownership of the United States or what?
Actually, no. Our business is doing pretty well. I don't know. I think people are afraid of the stock market, so they're investing in treasure. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, the dollar's down, so invest in treasure. Yeah, gold and silver, right?
Pull your money out of the market. Invest in something safe. You know?
Exactly. Now, I know you guys have always offered some kind of deal where you can buy into the salvage operation and participate as a diver and come down and dive for a certain amount of money and that kind of thing. But didn't you just launch? Did I see some press release where you're launching some special treasure week or something? Or what's going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Up until today, in fact, the only way you could ever dive the wreck site of the Atocha was by being an investor or working for us. But we've decided to open it up to the public, and the way it works, it's actually a vacation package. It's $2,500, and you get to come to Key West six nights. We put you up in some beautiful accommodations in Key West. You get to go diving on the reef the first day. It's kind of a shakedown dive where we kind of train you on what you're going to expect on the wreck site. And then you get 2 days diving side by side with our divers on the Atocha site, and if you find a piece of treasure, you get to keep it. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for you for people to get down there and get introduced to what treasure hunting really is.
Now how does that work? Are you serious? You actually get to keep it if you find one of these silver plates that you were talking about that they found last week?
Well, you don't get to keep a silver plate. That silver plate's probably worth $250,000. But you get to keep, say you find a coin, you could keep a coin of the same value up to $2,500.
Oh, okay. So as long as if you find something and it's valuable up to 25 G's, what you put into it, you might end up getting a free trip out of the deal.
Absolutely.
It's like going to Vegas. What the heck, right?
It is. And even more than that, though, you get to experience what it's like to be side by side and see things get brought up. I mean, when you're out there, you're going to get to see something be found. It might not be a gold bar, but you'll see pottery or spikes that held the ship together or musket balls that they used to defend their gold back in the 1600s. I mean, we're finding pieces of history every day, whether it's gold or silver or the musket gun that those guys held to protect their gold and silver.
Yeah, so whether you find something of real substantial value is one thing, but there is a very good chance you'll come away with something that you said, hey, I found this on the wreck of the Atocha, and it would be a nice little souvenir, right?
Absolutely. I mean, and they're all valuable. I mean, the history in every piece we find is valuable, but yeah, absolutely. The monetary value, you might not find something that's worth, you know, $5,000, but you'll get to go home with and tell the story to all your friends about, you know, this artifact that you found under the ocean that's over 400 years old.
Cool. Now, what about the conditions? Is it like watching the movie Into the Blue or The Deep, where the water's crystal clear and they're swimming along and they just fan the sand and, oh my God, there's a musket, there's a gold knife. It's not quite that glamorous or easy, I'm guessing, right?
No, I wish it was. Actually, I don't, because then everybody would be doing it. But no, we've got a lot of heavy equipment. You'll be out there on a 90-foot salvage vessel, and we'll be using our heavy equipment to push the sand out of the way. And we dig, basically, 30-foot in diameter holes, and you'll go down into that hole, and the sand will already be out of the way, and you'll search through that hole for the treasure.
Interesting. How deep are we talking about for the wreck of the Atocha?
Well, the wreck site's about a 12-mile wreck site, and it can be anywhere from 30 feet deep to 50 feet deep.
Okay, so it's not too bad. You get plenty of downtime or bottom time. Is there anything else to see in this site as far as just from aesthetics, or is it just like big holes that you kind of swim through and just a lot of sand or what?
Yeah, well, it is a pretty sandy bottom. It's a pretty sandy bottom. I mean, you'll see some neat fish. We are in the tropics. It is Key West, so you see some beautiful sea life, but as far as the bottom goes, you know, you're not going to see any coral. It's all sandy bottom and bedrock once we move the sand out of the way.
It sounds very fascinating. It's definitely something on my list, as well as I think most divers listening right now would always love to be able to say, I found this Spanish galleon, or I found this, you know, piece of eight, or whatever the case may be. What about you? Has there been one piece of treasure that stood out in your mind that you've been fortunate enough to come across on your own?
Gosh, there's a lot, but absolutely. My favorite is my first gold. You know, I was 17 years old when I found my first gold coin, and you know, everything's great. You know, finding spikes, finding muskets, finding silver is great. But there's nothing like finding gold, because gold looks as pretty as the day it sank. You know, it's shining right there on the bottom. You know, silver reacts with the salt water. You get silver sulfide, as does iron and everything else. But gold, it shines forever, man. And the feeling you get when you find a 400-year-old piece of gold, you know, it sends tingles from the tip of your head to the tip of your toes. It's like nothing I can explain.
Well, as Mel said, today is the day, right?
That's right. Today's the day. Everybody has a chance now, so come on down and find some treasure.
And the website is what, Sean?
It's www.melfisher.com.
All right, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com. Look, there's just not enough time in one show to cover everything that's going on here in New Jersey this weekend. So what we're going to do is record a second show. Next week, you'll hear what is going to end up being the 12-year anniversary show of Scuba Radio. Now, we're going to actually be in the Bahamas at that time. And so next week will be the 12-year anniversary show. And the week after that, well, that will be the 12-year anniversary party. Because we're going to be in Freeport in the Bahamas with our buddies Neil Watson and the Legends of Diving. You'll hear all about it, but it'll be quite a party in itself. So a full schedule of stuff to cover and for you to plan accordingly for on the big show. Now, Mermaid Angel has been here in Jersey. You're having fun so far, right?
I'm having an awesome time, Greg.
I think you've been a huge hit for the Northeast divers up here, Angela. What do you think?
I hope so. Everyone's having a good time. We're taking pictures. They seem to enjoy the show, so it's all good.
Yeah, and have you seen any places that we need to go other than Nevis, Montserrat, down to Key West to go dive for treasure? I've been working it a little bit. What about you?
Well, after hearing Michelle's story about the Philippines, I think we need to hit that up, maybe.
Yeah, there's a few places that we need to add to the list, for sure. And there's been several requests for bringing along a Scuba Radio Mermaid or two for the adventure. So you got your eyes out or eyes peeled for that type of stuff, right?
Hey, I'm ready to go everywhere, Greg. Just let me know.
All right, there you go. All right, so what we're going to do, like I said, is wrap things up for this week on the big show. It's time to hit the bar. There's a place called Bazookas where everybody kind of hangs out here in Jersey, in Secaucus, and then they head over on a bus and go into the city, do the whole Times Square thing. You usually end up at an Irish pub. I don't know what that's all about, but that just seems to be what they do here in Jersey at Beneath the Sea. God bless them for it, too. But like I said, there are a ton of people we still have to talk to, and more destinations and equipment, for that matter. There's a few new products for the dive industry that are being launched here beneath the sea that we will focus on next week's show. And if that weren't enough, the 12-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. It's quite amazing. We've been doing this goofy little radio show about diving for 12 long years. It could be 12 minutes. Went by in a flash of an eye. But, you know, it's cool. I'm very fortunate. And thank you for making it possible. You're all about it next week. It's always better. Oh, there's Lawrence from Shark Diving Internet. Hey, guys. Hey, you see everybody here in Jersey. They're all here. You'll hear them all next week. Till then, remember, it's always better. Angela, where?
Downwards wetter.
Nice.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.